Diablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, do me a favor, will ya? Just step outside. Don't look directly into the sun, but get a little of that sunshine on your face and then spread it all over. It's going to feel so good. 46 degrees is where we're at right now. And yeah, beginning to look a lot like spring. We can finally start thinking spring. And our Wednesday talk around commences here. Kim Nelson in from NDSES alumni. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk Rotary. And the reason I mentioned that, I want to circle back quickly to the Dreams auction. And you said this year,
it's a rousing
success.
It was. We were back at the BAC. I was telling you earlier, we heard, I bet, if 50 times that night, that was the place to be. So we know we're home at the BAC. And we had record sales. Absolute record sales.
That is so great to hear.
It was so relaxed and so just the atmosphere. The mood, everything. It was a lot of fun.
How was the food? I always like to ask.
I didn't get enough mushrooms, but I told Kyle afterwards, I'm like, I could have taken another whole tray of those.
Right.
So the shrimp, everything. It was fantastic. It was well attended, well received in being back at the Activities Center, and that's the place we need to be.
Kind of makes you excited for what it's going to be next year.
Well, of course, it'll be better again,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Just keep raising up the bar. Let's switch gears, because I said, Kim, you wear a lot of hats.
Yeah.
And Rotary is kind of one of your passions, too.
It is. It is. It's been my passion for 32 years I've been a Rotarian. I was, two. No, I wasn't two. But my daughter was two when I joined Rotary.
When you started.
So, yeah. And it is a passion. And it's a passion because of the service. The service above self. That's our Rotary motto. And I just really have enjoyed all the things that we have done in this community to raise awareness for youth, for polio, for any other health things. Rotary is a service club, and that's what we're here for. And I just came off of going to a district conference, and it was a tri-district. So our district is all in North Dakota, Northern Minnesota, and some Canadian. And then the other two districts are Wisconsin and Southern Minnesota. And we all came together in Brainerd last week. It was fabulous. It was just so energetic to see the projects and water projects. And, we're international. We are all over the world. And polio, and I did hear for a fact that we are eradicated polio everywhere except one country. And they've only had a couple of cases, so they're really focusing in on that country. So it is just, it's amazing what, when a whole bunch of people get together, but one or two people in a community, and then it's 5, 10, 30, 40 people in the club, and then you got 68 clubs in our district, and then you've got all these other clubs. Everybody comes together, what you can do.
Well, what we were talking about, and what I always find amazing about Rotary here locally, it's not just words. I mean, you guys get out and you do so much stuff.
Yeah. And that's what, I was just writing down, this morning, some of the things that we do for students. We have Student of the Month. We've done Student of the Month since the...
Forever.
Yeah, forever. 40-some years. And that's honoring our students in our junior or senior, used to be senior, now junior, what they do in their own local schools. I mean, honoring them. And they're our future. So, that's an old cliche, but...
It's true.
It's true. RILA, a youth leadership camp that we offer. We pay for that. We help send, this year we're sending 6 students to do a week-long leadership camp. We have a local leadership program that we do right here. It's a 2-day, and then we do a service project, something we've helped the park a couple of years. I'm not sure what our service project is this year, but something locally. We have a 4-way test contest. So Rotary has a 4-way test, and there's, is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? There's the 4-way test. I'm not going to read them all. We do backpack. We help the pack the bags for the students that take home on the weekends that don't have food. We do that every month. We provide scholarships to students going to NDSES, locally Richland-Wilkin County students. We do a youth Rotary exchange, where if they want to go overseas to another country. And, of course, 2020 caused us to stop that. But I've had exchange students come here, and we've known exchange students that have gone out. It's just a great experience for these young adults. we do donations back to Relay for Life, the dog park benches that just went up last year in both Wahpeton and Breckenridge.
Yes.
Three Rivers Gymnastics, Kinship, Someplace Safe, Valley Lake Boys Home. When we do our fundraiser, so our blood screening, which is considered a service project, so you will get your blood screened and you have that documentation to take to your doctor and help you with your health, mm-hmm. but it's also a little bit of a fundraiser for us. So the funds from that, our football book sales, we do that for fun, but it's our fundraiser. Those funds get turned around and give back to the community. So, you know, we just have a lot of opportunity to be in, you know, we want people to become Rotarians because they have a passion for mm-hmm. service.
Right.
So one of the speakers that was there last weekend, his name was Jeremiah Davis. He called himself a motivator. So he was motivative and entertaining, and he was definitely entertaining. But there's two things that stuck out to me that he talked about, and one was where you sit is where you stand. And what he meant by that was if you sit in a chair and you don't stand and you don't move and you don't do something different, you're never going to change.
Mm-hmm.
But if where you sit is where you stand. So if you stand and you make a change and you take a step out of your comfort zone, you're going to make a lot of change. And that's what I think Rotary right now really needs to look at and do. We need to quit sitting on our butts in a chair, having lunch at noon on Tuesday, but we need to stand and make a difference in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of my goals for this upcoming year is make a change. And the other is you learn, you unlearn, and you relearn. So
That's true.
You learn, but then you have to unlearn sometimes the old habits, and you relearn what's new.
The new ones.
And I think as Rotarians, we're inviting you to come and help us unlearn right now
mm-hmm.
and relearn what your passion is, what our needs are. Right now we're meeting the fourth Tuesday of the month instead of at noon. We're meeting at 5 o'clock at the Boiler Room just to bring in maybe a different group of people that can't come at noon mm-hmm. on Tuesdays,
right.
but they can come on Tuesday night at 5. We're trying to do more projects in the community so that if maybe you can't come to the meetings, but you can help with the projects. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Right.
That's being service above self. It's not that you have to come and be at a meeting every Tuesday. So that's kind of my plug for Rotary. And, you know, if you're interested, you can contact myself. My cell is 701-640-2701. Take a look at our website, Watt Breck Rotary. You know, look at our website and see some of the projects and some of the things that we've done in the past and take a look.
You're going to be a very hands-on Rotary director. I have a feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No,
There's going to be a lot of movement.
Yeah, we like the movement, and right. I like the movement. I don't like to just sit. If I'm in something, I'm going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
And I think the Rotarians that we have now, that's what we are. We want to do things, and we are moving and doing things. But we want to invite more people to join us and be a part of that.
Absolutely.
So,
that is exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Kim, always great to have you in here.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
First Wednesday of every month, we talk Rotary.
Yeah.
With Kim Nelson.
We'll find something new and fun next week.
Absolutely.
Next month. So.
Absolutely.
All right.
Take care, and we will talk in June. It is 9:16 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
More daylight, warmer weather, and great morning radio. It's springtime in the Southern Valley, and Bill Dablo.
I love your radio station.
Monday through Friday mornings, 6 till 10 on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBS.